Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam Narochaiva Narayanam Namaskrityam Narochaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswati Vyasam Tato Jayat Mudirae Nashta Prayesha Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Nashtike Mukankarati Vachalam Pangolangayate Giri Jatkripatamaham Bande Sri Guru Dinatarini Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanya Devam. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. A reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 6, Text number 16. Chapter title is the activities of Lord Rishabhdev. This is big verse and in prose form, so I am reading what to add meaning. Iti dash hasma indeed sakala all Veda of knowledge Loka of people in general Deva of the demigods Brahmana of the Brahmanas Gavam of the cows Parama the supreme Guru, Master, Bhagavataha, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Rushabha, Akhyaya, whose name was Lord Rushabhdeva, Vishuddha, pure, Acharitam, activities, Iritam, now explained. Punsam, of every living entity. Samasta, all. Duscharita, sinful activities. Abhiharanam, destroying. Parama, foremost, maha, great, mangala, of auspiciousness, ayanam, the shelter, idam, this, anusraddhaya, with faith, upachitaya, increasing, Anusrunati hears from the activity. Ashravayati, Ashravayati, speaks to other. Va, ar, avahita, being attentive. Bhagavati, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Tashmin, unto him. Vasudeva, to Lord Vasudeva, Lord Krishna. Eka antata, unflinching. Bhakti, devotion. Anaya, of both groups, the listeners and the speakers. Api, certainly. Samanu vartate. Textually begins. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Shri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki Sukadev Goswami continued. Lord Rishabhdeva is the master of all Vedic knowledge, human beings, demigods, cow and brahmanas. I have already explained his pure transcendental activities, which will vanquish the sinful activities of all living entities. This narration of Lord Rishabhdeva's pastime is the reservoir of all auspicious things. Whoever attentively hears or speaks of them, following in the footsteps of the Acharya, will certainly attain unalloyed devotional service at the lotus feet of Lord Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Please repeat after me. Sukadev Goswami continued, Lord Rishabhdeva is the master of all Vedic knowledge, human beings, demigods, cows and brahmanas. I have already explained his pure transcendental activities, which will vanquish the sinful activities of all living entities. This narration of Lord Rishabhdeva's pastime is the reservoir of all auspicious things. Whoever attentively hears or speaks of them, following in the footsteps of the Acharyas, will certainly attain unalloyed devotional service at the lotus feet of Lord Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. The teachings of Lord Rishabhdeva are of the people of all yugas, Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapar Yuga, and especially Kali Yuga. These instructions are so powerful that even in the age of Kali one can attain perfection simply by explaining the instructions. Following in the footsteps of the Acharyas or listening to the instructions with great attention. If one does so, one can attain the platform of pure devotional service to Lord Vasudeva. The pastime of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his devotees are recorded in Srimad Bhagavatam, so that those who recite these pastimes and listen to them will become purified. Nityam Bhagavata Shevaya. As a matter of principle, devotees should read, speak and hear Srimad Bhagavatam persistently, 24 hours daily, if possible. That is the recommendation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kirtaniya Sadahari. One should either chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra or read Srimad Bhagavatam and thereby try to understand the characteristic and instructions of the Supreme Lord, who appeared as Lord Rishabhdeva, Lord Kapila and Lord Krishna. In this way, one can become fully aware of the transcendental nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, one who knows the transcendental nature of the Lord's birth and activities attains liberation from material bondage and returns to Godhead. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakyuranumilitam Jena Tasme Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Shayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Shapadantikam Bandeyam Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Guran Vaishnavancha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhanitam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavaneshware Vrishavana Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Pri Avancha Kalpataruhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Namo Mahavadannaya Krishna prema pradayate Krishnaya chaitanyanam Gauratvese namah Jai Shri Krishna chaitanya Prabho nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadharam Shri Vasadi Gauravakta vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. First of all, I offer my respectful humble obeisances unto all Vaishnava devotees assembled here, especially senior devotee Devkinandan Prabhu, Asim Krishna Prabhu, Advatari Prabhu, Vamandev Prabhu, and please bless me and pray for me to see Radha Rash Bihari, Lalita Vishaka Shishi Gaur Netai and Sitaram Lachananwan, so that I can repeat the message of Lord Vishwadev and dear devotees of the Lord, which will purify my heart and also please the devotees. Hare Krishna. Sukadev Goswami continued, Lord Rishabhadeva is the master of all Vedic knowledge. Human beings, demigods, cow and brahmanas. Lord Rishabhadeva is Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. So no doubt he is a master of everything. What to speak human being and demigod. He is a supreme controller. and especially cows and brahmanas, we can say we offer prayer to Lord Krishna. So nama brahmana devaya go brahmana hitaya cha jagadhitaya krishna govindaya namana. Actually Lord becomes happy to serve cow and brahmanas and protector of cow and brahmanas. I have already explained his pure transcendental activities, which will vanquish the sinful activities of all living entities. So here Sukadeva Goswami is explaining that the transcendental activities, Jai Jai Shishi Radha Raspiyari Lalita Vishakadevi ki jai, Shishi Gaur Nitai ki jai, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ji ki jai. So here Sukadeva Goswami is focusing that this activity simply by narrating or listening, it is auspiciousness, not only particular person, it is auspicious for all living entities, whole world. So, and this activity is pure and transcendental. And this narration of Lord Rishabhadev first time is reservoir of all auspicious things. Whoever attentively hears or speaks of them, following in the footstep of Acharya, will certainly attain unalloyed devotional service at the lotus feet of Lord Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord comes here and he performs various activities, especially three things incarnation purposes. First, paritranaya sadhunam, and second is vinasaya tadaskrutyam, and third thing is dharma sansthapanarthaya, to protect his devotees and to annihilate the miscreants, and third is to re-establish the principle of religion. So his activity is always pure. Sometimes it may look as contradictory. So here this word, one has to listen or speak following in the footstep of Acharyas. Otherwise, such pious activity of Lord Rishabhadev, we have already heard, Jainism, they are following this, and following Lord Rishabhadev, but not in the footstep of Acharyas. They are following the Himshikali. And Lord has done this activity, so let us do, imitating. So, Lord's activity actually always transcendental. We can understand it perfectly if we will hear from bona fide Acharya. Disciplic succession. Otherwise, it will create weak disturbance. Shruti smati pada purana adi pancharatring vidhing vina aikantika harir bhakti utpadaiva kalpate. Those are preaching the Vedic literature, but not following the Shruti Shastra, Vedic literature. Not as per Vedic literature. Smuti, Manusmuti, and Puranadi, Ashtadasa Puran, and Upanishad. Then what he is speaking? As per his mental speculation. And people are accepting him as a representative of Lord, Sadhu. So that kind of persons only creating the disturbance in this society. Shruti Smriti Purana Adi Pancharatri Vidhing Mina Aikantika Harir Bhakti Utpat Aiva Kalpati. This is only Utpat. So nowadays
especially in India and other places also. Vedic literature is there, Bhagavad Gita, from childhood we are listening. We have opportunity to listen. But how many person they know Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Why it is? Very few. They are coming in touch with disciplic succession devotees. Because the so-called sadhus, they are misdirecting us. So you have to be careful while listening the Vedic literature. So Prabhupada has written Bhagavad Gita as it is. So why it is as it is? Prabhupada has given his purport. How we can accept it as it is? Because he is coming through disciplic succession. What he has heard, he has written. And his guru, it comes from Lord Krishna. This is Brahma Madhya Gaudiya Sampradaya. And especially, if one wants to follow, in the age of Kali, Kalu Chattvara Sampradaya, everything written in scripture, how we can understand scriptures simply by following footstep of Acharya, previous Acharya. So bona fide process is, there are four kinds. Sri Rudra Brahma Sanaka. Sri Sampradaya, we can see in South India. Sri Vaishnava, especially Tirupati Sri Rangam temple. Near that. University of Lakshmi Narayan. From there we can understand this scriptures, if we'll follow that Acharya. And Rudra Sampradaya, very rare to see. Sanak Sampradaya, coming from four Kumaras. And Brahma Sampradaya. Especially Brahma Sampradaya is everywhere visible, all over the world. Because Lord Himself came in this Sampradaya, in devotee form, Lord Chaitanya. And He wanted to preach the glories of Holy Name. And not limited area. His prediction is Prithivite Achajata Nagaradi Gram Sarvatra Prachar Havya Maurunam. So it will be preached all over the world, in all villages and towns. So gradually it is going on. So Brahma Madhya Gaudiya Sampradaya, it is available in books and devotees. Bona fide Acharya, which is written. So we have to observe in such way, if it is written by bona fide Acharya, we should accept it. And Parvat Prabhupada says, the teachings of Lord Rishabhadev are of the people of all yugas. So this is not meant for Satya Yuga. Somebody may think that this austerity we cannot perform in this age, Kali Yuga. So this is meant for Satya Yuga, but Lord was in that time, Satya Yuga. But Prabhupada here says it is for all yugas. Simply, these instructions are so powerful that even in the age of Kali, one can attain perfection simply by explaining the instructions, following in the footsteps of Acharya, or listening in the instructions with great attention. So, both can get benefit, as a listener and speaker, simply by instructing. So we can see Srila Prabhupada, many times he repeats the instruction of Lord Rishabhadev, especially Nayam Deho Deho Hajan. Most of the time we can listen in the lectures. If one does so, one can attain the platform of pure devotional service to Lord Vasudev. The pastime of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His devotees are recorded in Srimad Bhagavatam, so that those who recite these pastime and listen to them will become purified. So this Bhagavat Puran is Amal Puran. which glorifies the bhakti and which can give the prema pumartha puman, which can give pancham purusarth, Krishna prem. So when Lord is coming here, especially what is his purpose? Three things already I have explained. So, but very important thing, Queen Kunti explains in prayer of Queen Kunti. She prays that bhavayasmin klishamanana avidya kama karma bhi shravanam kirtanam harani karishyam iti kechan. Bhavayasmin klishamanana, in this material world all living entities are suffering. So this is dukkhalaya. So this material world is meant for suffering only. So somebody may say, so varieties happiness is there. No, this is not happiness. This is source of miseries. They, what kind of happiness that is? This happiness is why sense perception. So Lord says, Dehi sansparsaja bhoga dukkha jona yevate. This is source of miseries. And is it happiness? No. So, and when this misery is reduced, so we feel this is happiness. Bhavyasmin klishamananam avidya kama karma bhi. Why we are suffering here? Because of ignorance, avidya. Because we are ignorant, so we are engaged in sense gratification activities. Kama karma bhi. What kind of activities? That activities which leads for sense gratification. So we are suffering here. Avyasmin klishmananam avidya kama karma bhi sravanam kirtanam aharani karishyaniti kechana. So Lord has mercifully come here in order to deliver us. How? What kind of process? Sravanam kirtanam aharani. If Lord Krishna would have not come here, and where is the opportunity to get Bhagavad Gita? Is it possible? No. And where is the where we can get this pastime? Is it possible? No. This Bhagavatam and Vedic literature is full of the narration pastime glories of Lords. Not in spiritual world what he is doing. Here what he is doing, that thing specially mentioned. So when he is coming here, his activity is all auspicious. So we get opportunity to hear his transcendental activity, sravanam. And after hearing, one can chant it, kirtanam. And worship, we are worshipping that form, like Partha Sarathi, Radha Krishna, Lalita Vishakha, Lord Chaitanya, many incarnations, and Krishna Balaram, Sitaram Lakshman Hanumanji. So in which form he is coming and making first time, and that form we are worshipping. So Lord is giving this opportunity. This is the process to deliver from material bondage. So this Bhagavatam gives us Krishna Prem. So Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, as a matter of principle, devotees should read, speak and hear Srimad Bhagavatam persistently, 24 hours daily if possible. So Prabhupada here specifying that if possible you can do this activity simply, reading Bhagavatam. Because we can see, Sudha Goswami also explains that धर्म स्वनिष्ठितः पुंस विसक्सेन कथासुज न उत्पाति रति यदि श्रम एव हि केवलम्। व्हाट एवर यू मे हैव डन, यू मे थिंक आई एम डूइंग माई ऑक्यूपेशनल ड्यूटी वेरी नाइसली, अरे यू आर परफॉर्मिंग ऑल्सो ब्राह्मणिकल एक्टिविटी योर क्षेत्रीय और व्हाट एवर योर ऑक्यूपेशन इज देयर, बट इफ योर दैट एक्टिविटी नॉट लीड्स टू द अट्रैक्शन फॉर हियरिंग कृष्ण कथा देन ऑल दीज आर यूजलेस। धर्म स्वनिष्ठितः पुंसः विसक्सेन कथा सुजा न उत्पाते रति यदि श्रम एव हि केवलम्। इट इज यूजलेस वर्क। So whatever activity we are performing here, it should lead towards the hearing the first time narrations, glories of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So कीर्तन्य सदा हरि, लॉर्ड चैतन्य स्पेशली रेकमेंड्स एंड इन गौड़िया मठ ऑल्सो इट इज रिटेन कीर्तन्य सदा हरि, ऑलवेज ग्लोरीफाई लॉर्ड। वन शुड आइदर चांट द हरे कृष्ण मंत्र और रीड श्रीमद् भागवतम एंड दे आर वाय ट्राई टू अंडरस्टैंड द कैरेक्टरिस्टिक एंड इंस्ट्रक्शन ऑफ the Supreme Lord who appears as Lord Rishabhadeva, Lord Kapila and Lord Krishna. In this way one can become fully aware of the transcendental nature of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Kirtanya Sadahari, when this comes, who can chant 24 hour glories of Lord or holy name of the Lord? What is the qualification? Lord Chaitanya himself speaks in Sikhyashtaka prayer. Trunadapi suni chena taroriva sahishnuna amane namana dena kirtaniya sadahari. Trunadapi suni chena taroriva sahishnuna. One has to tolerate as a tree. Taroriva sahishnuna. So tree, how he is tolerating? He does not speak anything to anyone. He may drive without water, or somebody may hurt it, or somebody is cutting the tree, but tree does not speak anything. And same time he gives his shadow. And when he fall down also, during that time he makes a sound, thinking that he may not, he should know that I am falling down. So all these activities we can see. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not find anybody from whom Vaishnava can learn in order to get the qualification to chant 24 hour the glories of Lord. So he made teacher to tree. Taroriva sahishnuna. Trunadapi sunichena. One has to think lower than the straw in the street. That means I am fallen soul. So this thinking never comes unless and until we are not purified, and unless and until not blessed by the Vaishnavas. We always think that I am such qualified, and always this false ego is there. Yes, I have this kind of qualification. And especially our moment is preaching moment. So this passion comes. Yes, I can do. And competition also happens. It is good. Competition is good. But we have to understand in which angle we have to see if in popped up position we are thinking, yes, I can do, I have this power, then how we can practice Trunadapi Sunichena? This thing we can learn from Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is a feeling of Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. He himself explained this, I am lower than the Purisava Kit, insect fallen in drainer stool. And Jagai Madhai Haite Amese Papista, I am the fallen soul, then Jagai Madhai. Then you can see how he is writing such a glorious literature, which is recognized as PhD course. Bhagavad Gita, then Srimad Bhagavatam, then that is coming. Then he explains, I don't have power to write this kind of scriptures. Because of mercy of Lord Chaitanya, mercy of Rupa Goswami, mercy of Raghunath Das Goswami and all the Vaishnavas, I am able to write. They are making me instrument. Mukam karuti vachalam pangulangayate giri yat krupatamaham bande sri guru dinatarini. This is the mercy of Guru, which is coming from parampara, Lord Chaitanya. By their mercy, a lame person can climb the mountain. Blind person can see. That this is the right understanding. So, some points we can see. Why we are not able to practice this verse? And where problem is, from where problems are coming? Prahlad Maharaj explains, when he was giving answer to his father Hiranyakashipu, first when Hiranyakashipu asked in Bhagavatam 7th canto 5th chapter verse number 5th, tat sadhu manye asura varja dehinam sada samad vigna dhyam asat grahat. Here you see, tat sadhu manye asura varja dehinam, O best of the demon. That sadhu manya, I think this is the best. What is the best? Asura varja dehina sada samud vigna dhyam asad grahat hitvatma patam griham dhakupam vanam gato jat harimasrayet. One should give up his attachment towards home, family and home, and he should go to forest. And what purpose? To taking shelter of Lord Krishna. An important point is why he has to give up. Hiranyakashipu is enjoying and everybody are fearful simply by playing his eyebrow. Then why he has to go? Sada samad vigna dhyam asad grahad. Very important point. Very significant. Sada samad vigna dhyam asat grahat. When we meditate asat vastu, which is temporary things, sense object, then desire comes. And when we are attached for material occupation and material object for sense gratification, and that is the cause of samud vigna. Always, and that is cause of anxiety. People are always anxiety because of they are attached to sense gratification. So this is the root cause. So we have various kinds of sense gratification. So by getting this thing, just like puja, pratishta also it comes. So, gross sense gratification, sense enjoyment, and settle also comes. I want a big just big position, I want many followers. So this thing comes. All these are cause of anxiety. So one should give up this kind of life and go to the lotus feet of Lord Krishna and should take shelter. That's the instruction of Prahlad Maharaj. And also he says, Durasayaj bahirarthamanina nateh vidu swartha gatim hi Vishnu. Those who are attached for bad asaya. Asaya means asakti. What is bad asakti? Which is not for the pleasing activity of Lord Krishna. That means not devotional service. Devotional service activity is one, and other than devotional service is durasaya, other asaya, other desire, other than devotional service. Durasaya je bahirarthamanina nateh viduhu swartham gatim hi Vishnu. They cannot understand their real self-interest is Lord Vishnu. Simply by serving Lord Vishnu, he can get benefit. But he cannot understand. Why? Because he has desire other than devotional service. And this attachment also, Lord Kapildev explains, the prasangam ajanam phasam atmanakavayo vidu saiva sadhu sukrato mukhyadwaram apabratam. He says, prasangam ajanam phasam atmanakavayo vidu. This desire, asakti, is ajara phash. Ajara means no jara, which will never break. This kind of harsh. Prasangam ajaram phasam atmana kavayo vidu saeva sadhu sukruto mukhya dwaram apabritam. Those are learned person, they understand this asakti other than devotional service or other than the devotees. This is ajaram phasam. So that bondage, we are in bondage in this material world. We are conditioned, especially in three modes of material nature. So we can cut it simply by becoming attached to a devotee. Prasangam ajaram phasam atmana kavayavudu saiva sadhu sukruta mukhya dwaram apabratam. Simply you have to change that attachment. So that attachment, if we are, that asakti is focusing onto the service of pure devotee, then that activity will lead for our purification. Saiva sadhu sukruta mukhya dwaram apabratam. It will lead to the open gate of moksha, liberation. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita also it is explained, dusanga kahi kaitava atma pravanchana krishna krishna bhakti vina anya kamana. What is dusanga? Dusanga means bad association. Desiring other than devotional service. So we can see the devotees, how they are giving up this attachment for sense gratification. And they are giving up their position for the service, for the sake of devotional service. Lord Rishabhdev says, Nayam deho deho vajan kashtan kama narhate vidivajan tapo dibhyam putraka jena sattam suddhet Brahmasukh to Anantam. So in order to get Brahmasukh, permanental happiness, which can be obtained with the association of Lord. So for that one has to perform tapasya. That means one has to give up this. So we can see Bharat Maharaj, such an exalted post, he was king of entire world. He gave up. It is described as Juhu Jujaiva Malavat Uttama Shloka Lalashe. He had desire to get Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he gave up. When there is desire for higher thing, you can give up easily lower thing. Rasvarja rasvapyasya param drushtva nivartate. If you have goal to obtain the pure devotional service, then you can easily give up this so-called temporary post and position. And now we are reciting prayers. Shadagoshwami Tyaktvaturnamaseshamandalapate Srenim sadatuchava Bhutvadina ganesako karunaya Kopina kanthasrito Gopi bhavar samritav dilahare kallola magnor maha vande rupa sanatana raghujugo sri jiva gopalako. Here you can see Tyaktva Turnam Asesa Mandala Patisranim. He has given up such exalted post. How he felt it? Turnam. Just like a straw in the street. Tyaktva Turnam Asesa Mandala Pati. We can see six Goswami, how they are great personality. Rav Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, they were ministers. And Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatt Goswami, all are exalted. So they simply gave up. Tekta turunam asesa mandalapati sranim vutva dina ganesako karunaya. So he gave up specially in order to give the benefit for the living entities. Those are fallen souls. Dina. Dina Ganesako Karunaya, and they took Kopin and took shelter of Kopin and simply Kantha. Just they were lonely cloth, not just big jacket and all this thing. Simply for maintaining. And why doing that, what they were getting? Why giving up this kind of activities, he can become free from all kinds of anxiety, just like Prahlada Maharaj was explaining. So, where there is full of anxiety, and just as well as Gaur Govind Swami Maharaj says, that in the pot which is full of stool, if somebody is giving you nectar, can you keep there? No. You have to first purify that pot. If pot is empty, then you can keep that. So this bad asakti, and which is cause of anxiety, if we have given up completely, then we can think about the Lord's devotional service 24 hours. We can listen the pastime of Lord continuously, and we can chant continuously. So here, Gopi Bhava Rasamritabdi Lahari Kallola Magnaur Muhu. Always they are enjoying in the mood of Gopis because they have given up. So when His Holiness Radha Govind Swami Maharaj here, so one devotee asked question. So Maharaj, when we come here and we render devotional service, but by doing devotional service also, we are practicing devotional service, but it is observed that we become kami, krodhi, and just as outside people. So Maharaj explained it. Yes, this is natural, swabhavik. Because when we come here, our intention is good. New devotee, really we work as pure devotee. But gradually we become popped out. We come to, and we forget what is our goal. Our goal is to get pure devotional service. If we are not attentive of that goal, then all this asaya, durasaya comes. And we forget. And we become attached. Yes, if I will get this position, then I will get respect. And I can get followers. How long it we will continue this? No. And you are informing by this activity various anxiety. And you cannot concentrate for chanting the holy name of the Lord. So, simply we have to remember what's our ultimate goal. So, if one's desire also comes in our mind, and that will create big disturbance. So, Lord Krishna give trace on this in second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Yatato hi apikuntaya purushasya vipaschita indriyani pravatini harantim prasavam mana. When those are learned persons, they are trying to get perfection, still even one sense is attached for sense gratification. One sense that will drag the mind, and it will lead our fallen in devotional service. And also he says, Indriyanam hi charatam jatmana anuvidhyate tadasya harati prajna vayur nabam ivam vashi. Indriyanam hi charatam jatmana. If your mind is attached for one sense organ, that means for sense gratification, get sense object. And even if you are prajna vyakti, learned person, it'll fall down. Your mind will drag away from devotional service, from your eternal occupation. How? Just like a wind takes away the boat. So, to get this qualification, we have to pray sincerely, Lord, and specially it needs the association of pure devotee. Bhaktivinoda Thakur prays that Manas Deha Geha Prayar, he says, Bhukti Muktis Priha Vihinaje Bhakta Lavaite Taka Sangha Anurakta. If you don't have opportunity to associate with the person who is above this bhakti mukti, then you cannot get pure devotional service. Impossible. By this kind of attachment, this kind of association with a devotee who is above this kind of desire, bhakti and mukti, so one can render pure devotional service. So let us pray to the Radha Rasa Vihari and Srila Prabhupada. They will give this pure devotee association always, so that I can get our ultimate goal, Krishna prema. I will end here. Thank you very much. Thanks, Lord. You have any comment? If you have one question,
Lord Krishna loves everyone and everything which he has created. So by performing devotional service,
can you repeat?
Krishna loves everyone.
Loves
everyone and everything that he has created. But by offering devotional service, one is trying to get the love of God, right? That we say often. So what is the difference between this general common love and that love after performing devotional service?
Actually, material world there is no love. This is a lust. We have this reciprocation for sense gratification.
Krishna loves us.
Yeah.
Everyone. But we also say that we should get the love of God by performing devotional service. So what is the difference between the general love that everybody gets and the special love that one gets after performing devotional service? Krishna.
Actually, when love word comes, that is one thing. And that love is meant for Krishna, not other than Krishna. So when you are using this love word, then it is meant for Krishna. And other thing is that is lost. You have to understand. Prabhuji can come.
Don't speculate. Krishna said, I give myself to those bhaktyama avijanati javan jasvasmi tattva, one who performs devotional service. Only they are recipient of love of Krishna. One who is performing devotional service. Everybody has, they don't have love, they have lust, which is the, perverted reflection of reality. Nija indriya tripti tar nam kam. Or Krishna Indriya Priti Vancha Dhari Prem Nam. You know? The day we desire to please Krishna, then we get love. If we are desiring to please our senses, why should we give our love? Is your servant or what? Krishna gives love to only those people who serve him. You will not give your bank balance to me till we have some relationship, right? We have to have some relationship first, and devotional service is a way and means to establish that relationship.
Thank you very much. If you have question personally, I can take. Now time is over. Thanks very much. Granthanashman Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.